Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. Today's message is going to be, which topic? Holding on to, holding on to, where are they going? I have a few options that are throwing off in my face. I'm waiting for one of them to stop. Man, I have the feeling that the word's not coming to my head. So it's when you're judgmental, still holding on to judgments towards another person. So a lot to still do with judgments, but it's when you maybe had a falling out with somebody, or maybe they did something to you and you want to hold on to that feeling. You want to hold on to that thought, that pattern, and you want to believe that that's who that person's going to be for the rest of their life, or I can't be around that person because they did this to me. Oh. They're like, it's time to let that shit go. Time to let it go.
Jeez.
Yep. It no longer serves you. You have done so much work to allow yourself to give yourself them that power yet over you. Why would you continue to allow your power out of you when you still hold yourself back from going to a situation because they are going to be there, or they have some the fancy cool technique that you're doing that they're doing and you've never experienced it? You're like, oh, I don't want to go because it's that person. They're like, stop it. It's not about that person. It's not about the person. It's about you. Why are you still holding on to that? Oh. So all the people or all the thoughts or feelings, things like that you may be holding on to judgments towards other, and I feel like it has a lot to do with other people, particularly. I hear it's the change is now. The change is here. They've gone through some changes to themselves. So why are you still believing that they're the same person when they maybe have been doing the work just as much as you are too?
Right, like it could be time to see from a different perspective. Could be time to get curious and see if they've changed. Or it could also be time to learn how to be around people you don't agree with, you don't necessarily even like. You know, that's its own skill. We've kind of had gone to lots of people wanting to be around. You know, it's nice to be around people that you agree with, that you're in alignment with. But it's also very important to be able to be around people that you don't.
Yeah.
Especially when they're stopping you, say, what I'm hearing, Kim, is like, if other something about someone else is stopping you from doing or experiencing or participating in something that you want, then yeah, they have the power. Then it's pointing to it's definitely time to learn how to be in your power and be able to be around people that say you have a problem with. And still be able to have a good time.
And then I hear stomping the feet, and I hear, but you don't understand. Oh, like, but they did this to me. Oh,
That's cute. That also stomping your feet makes me think of like a toddler. So I guess it's time for us to mature in how we deal with the people we don't like. Or who have done us wrong. You know, it's, yeah, there could be a lot to it because there could be some forgiveness needed. There could just be letting go. It's just so personal of how that would play out. It's very specific to the circumstance.
So if you're one of those people that are kind of holding on to negative thoughts towards people,
What was that?
today's the day. So if you were one of those people that are holding on to some of those thoughts towards another person, what can they do to practice change in that today? Ooh, okay. Loving kindness meditation. Okay. It's been a while since this one's popped up in my head, at least. There is a loving kindness meditation that you could pull up on the internet, and it goes through a series, and you say like how you love other people and how you're kind to other people. It's a loving kindness meditation.
Probably loads of them out there now.
Yep.
Lots and lots and lots of them. Well, that's nice. Yep. That's a nice assignment for today.
Yeah. Yep.
Find and practice a loving kindness meditation.
Yep.
Sweet.
All right. Everyone, have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Until next time.